the music, that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in Melbourne, Florida, where Christopher Castillo got a visit from the Secret Service after something he posted on Facebook about President Obama on November 1st. Here's what Christopher thought would be a good thing to put online. Quote, if he gets reelected, I'm going to hunt him down and kill him. Watch the life disappear from his eyes, unquote.
Oh.
When a Facebook friend responded to Christopher, saying, you know, threatening the president's life is a crime, Christopher decided, instead of deleting it, he would take out the shovel and dig the hole a little bit deeper. He posted this reply. I wouldn't call it a threat, but more of a promise. Let them come after me. Be more than happy to take a few of them with me, unquote. All right, so that did actually bring in the Secret Service. And when they confronted him, Christopher admitted writing the post. And an agent said, what would you do if the president was standing here right now? And Christopher immediately responded, I'd bitch slap him and beat the blank out of him and scream and yell at him and tell him he was a terrorist, unquote.
Wow.
The agent, Charles Johnson, then told Castillo that his statements were a violation of federal law, and Christopher said, doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, Christopher, and that's why you now have a felony charge of threatening the president of the United States. By the way, the threat no longer on Facebook. Then while we're doing one last election-related story, let's go to Gilbert, Arizona, where Holly Solomon doesn't exactly like Obama. She was a Romney supporter and was really mad that her husband not only wouldn't vote for Romney, but actually wouldn't vote at all. And when he didn't even go to the polls on Election Day, Holly followed him to a parking lot and tried to run him down with her SUV. At one point, he hid behind a light pole. She circled around him and taunted him until he made a run for it. That's when she hit him and pinned him under the vehicle. By now, bystanders had called the cops. They showed up, and Holly claimed, oh, I didn't mean to run him over. I just wanted to scare him a little bit. I accidentally hit the gas. Yeah, around and around and around in a circle and then right over him. She's been booked on an aggravated assault charge. Now we go to Longview, Washington, where a woman took her 6-year-old son for a walk at Lake Sacagawea when a man approached, sat down in front of them, opened his pants, and started pleasuring himself.
Oh.
Holly turned her son's head away from the man while she reached into her pants and pulled something out of her own. That would be her gun. She put the magazine in. She cocked it, if you don't mind my using that phrase.
Oh.
And she told the guy, you need to leave or I'll shoot you right here, right now. Seeing the gun, the man shouted an expletive, scrambled to his feet, and ran away. That's when Holly told her dog, sick him! The guy managed to outrun the dog to the woods, got away. Holly called the dog back. Everybody's okay. But she did report him to the police. When she did, the police said, that's the second report we've had of something like that today. At 2 o'clock this morning, a guy was doing it in a parking garage. They don't know who either guy is or if it's the same guy. But maybe next time he won't go off half-cocked. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now we finish with the story from yesterday. I don't know if you know this, but yesterday was Guinness World Records Day. An annual event where people try to put on things that'll get them into the Guinness Book of Records. There was an attempt in Italy to make the largest chocolate coin. An attempt in Australia for the longest note on a didgeridoo. That's an Australian wind instrument. 2,500 people in India lined up to do some dance. Somebody tried to just set a record for the fastest 100 meters running on all fours. And then there are two that I can't believe. Number one, and I don't have pictures or the details on this, and I'm not sure I want them. Somebody tried to set a record for the heaviest weight lifted by both eye sockets.
Oh no.
I already have an eye phobia, so I'm gonna go right to the second one here. Yeah. The second one's in Sussex, England, where, and I've seen the video of this one, 28 female gym students crammed into a Mini Cooper.
Wow.
28 of them. It's a 2-door Mini with a hatchback. They had a crowd of people around. They had judges. They had stewards making sure that everybody got in there. It's hot inside there when you're crammed in, and claustrophobic, too, so they were actually fanning them with pieces of paper to make it cool in there. You know, I would think being the 28th girl in, not a problem.
Yeah.
First girl in?
Oh, yeah.
How can that possibly be comfortable?
Hopefully no one had chili before.
Oh, brother.
Last year, the same team set the record for 27. This year, they made it to 28, and the organizer, who, by the way, was not one of the girls inside the car, she's the one who said, well, it's not like we can get one in the glove box, as they call it in England, but we think we can get to 29 next year.
Oh.
No reaction from the girl who would be number 29. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.